You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Boise native Dave Beter was first elected as mayor of Idaho's capital city in November of 2003. He assumed office in January of 2004. He was reelected in 2007, 2011, and 2015, making him the first mayor of Boise to win four-year terms. And with that last win, he became the longest-serving mayor in the city's history. Last week, however, he received 30% of the vote, while City Council President Lauren McLean received 46%. Since neither candidate got 50% of the vote, there will be a runoff election come December 3rd. Mayor Beter is joining us live in studio today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day.
I just wanted to start there and thank all our veterans.
So many veterans out there to honor.
So important to do, and sometimes the Monday holiday gets lost in that, and we want to make sure and recognize that, and we are working hard. In a couple of months, we'll have a new facility for homeless veterans. About 30 of them will have a great place to stay and services through the VA. We owe them so much, but a home is certainly we own that. So we're going to be excited to open that up just out a few months.
And we're going to have more special story on vets coming up right after our interview with you.
Right.
So I wanted to talk to you about last week and with the election, because as I mentioned, you've never lost an election. What was it like to come in second last week?
Well, wasn't a whole lot of fun.
Well, right.
But I tell you, I've been a sports enthusiast all my life, especially when I was younger, and it really doesn't matter how you get into the finals, how you get into the playoffs. It matters what goes on after that, and I really do believe that's the case. You start, the score is 0-0 until December 3rd, and it really is a very, very different election.
So even more so than I thought. So talk to me about how you think it's different.
Well, seven people in a race is a crowd. And, when you're an incumbent among seven, they're all shooting at you. And now it's one-on-one. Now it's much easier to make contrasts and to make arguments. And to, people know me, they don't know her, and there's time to get to know her, and we think that's going to help me. We really do. And there are other, obviously there are enough voters to win, but it really is a very different election, very different dynamics. And I think that's going to be really helpful. The initiatives are no longer on the ballot, and those are decided, and I think that was a pretty big factor.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because there were 20% of the vote right there that went to Rebecca Arnold and Brent Coles. And if there had been a smaller group of candidates, one of you, whether it was Lauren or yourself, very much could have walked away with the election last week.
Right.
There are a lot of arguments to be made that 20% voted against you and Lauren McLean. So what do you do to get that 20% to come out and not just vote, but vote for you?
Sure. I think you go out and get them. You go out and make contact with them. You do interviews like this where they're listening to. And when you talk about the contrast, I mean, like I already mentioned, we have done more for the homeless population in Boise than any administration, and in many ways than any other city our size. And we're making such progress. We have the Valor Point opening up shortly. We have 45-unit chronically homeless development that we did 8 months ago called New Path. We have a collaborative effort with city, county, state, private philanthropy, the hospitals. And we have all this momentum. But and people recognize that. That's the kind of city that we are. But we can't have camps. We cannot have homeless camps. Cities all around the country are, if they didn't already know that, they know that now. And she has said she's against the ordinance citing camping. And that is a very important distinction, and I think it's one that that's going to resonate with voters all around the city. They don't want. They look at Seattle and Portland and San Francisco, and they say, "We do not. That's not who we are. We don't want to be that way. We are a compassionate city, but compassion means you do not allow those to take place, because the homeless are the victims in, you know, way too often in those situations." And we're going to be talking about that quite a bit.
So do you change your strategy at all when in the next, I believe there are 22 days left. Do you, as you said, this is a new race. So what can you do in 22 days?
Well, you do everything you can. There's an old expression in politics. If we do everything, we win. And we plan to do everything in these 22 days. And that's talking to voters face-to-face. You know, I've been knocked on thousands of doors, had conversations on the phone with a ton of voters, and I'm going to be doing an awful lot of that. You know, we have, I think, 5 debates in that time. 3 are already scheduled, and I think at least 5. And that's an important part of it, and I think people are going to be tuning in. We have City Club tomorrow, right away. So I think the opportunity to make the case and the opportunity to talk about our records and to talk about the contrast is going to be there. And we welcome that.
How much do you think, money and endorsements played into this race?
Well, you know, money's always a factor. You know, what's concerning is her day job was raising dark money. You know, dark money is money that can't be, that isn't reported. She's been doing that for 6 or 8 years. Earlier in the race, she called it philanthropy. You cannot call it that. She backed off of that, but people don't know this. And again, we're going to have a chance to talk about that. And the people, you know, the groups that she funded in her day job over the last several years are the ones helping her in this race. And I think we're going to have a chance to talk about that, and we have not had that. And I think, you know, the press needs to do your job. And we have an open debate on the issues and on our records, and I you know, have faith in that. I really do.
We're talking with Boise Mayor Dave Beter. You know, no matter how this election turns out on December 3rd, you have an incredibly long legacy, not just as being a Boise native, but you are, as we mentioned, the longest serving mayor in this city. And quite frankly, you took over a mess when you went into office. How did that influence your governing?
I mean, we knew about the scandal. Well, I'm not sure all your listeners do, you know. Mayor at the time, Brent Coles, misused public funds, resigned under the pressure of a recall, and you know, went to jail for a time. And that's what you knew outside. But inside was... I mean, incredibly low morale. Imagine that. You're working for the city. They told us they would cover up their badges or their shirts that said City of Boise on it. They were embarrassed, and they did nothing wrong. But we had a lot of work to instill faith, you know, and trust in City Hall. It took the better part of that first term, really. And, you know, getting the right people in the right places and to begin to build momentum and trust. And then we had the downturn, you know, people forget mm-hmm. about that too. And we weathered it better than, certainly than any city our size, in some ways better than any city.
Well, and you make a good point because, you know, as mayor, you did, I mean, you were there during the Great Recession, and it's easy to forget that when times are good, because you are also governing at one of the largest historic booms that that Boise has ever seen. How do you think that has also played into how people perceive you as the leader of this city?
Well, I think they've taken it for granted a little bit, and it's our job to make sure that we don't, and they don't. We know how to handle growth. We've had, you know, two now. The first before the Great Recession was as intense a growth mm-hmm. situation as we've ever seen. And this, you know, after the biggest recession we've ever seen, is back. And we know how to handle growth. We do it right. We provide parks and libraries and services where you are. You know, our push has been to have, you know, centers of activity where you can eat and get services and shop close to where you are, so that you don't have to drive perhaps at all, or if you do, short mm-hmm. distances. And that has made a huge difference. Look at the way the city of Boise has handled this. And, you know, there are challenges to that, obviously. But I'm the one that knows how to do that, and we're the ones that have been effective at doing that. It was really a similar dynamic when I first came in, and those first, you know, after we got City Hall back functioning, it really was the same kind of dynamics. How do we handle growth? How do we push it in ways that serve us in the long term? And how do we, you know, add the services people need where they are? And
one of the things that you did was build libraries to bring into communities. One of the things that has dogged you is building a new library downtown. And one of the reasons why we saw these initiatives on the ballot, overwhelming yes on those. You came out earlier today saying that you're doing a whole reboot now.
Right.
Is that a little too much, a little too late?
Oh, I don't believe so. It's a very important project. And the voters have spoken, and we always listen to that. And we will reset and move forward with another public process. But we believe our citizens believe in a new main library. The four branches are very successful. You need a main one because it's the branch library to a big part of the city, and you need it to feed those branches in a successful way. And we will do that, but we will do it in a way that the citizens all across the city are proud of. But you can't scale up a library. You can pull back. When you look at what we've done, you know, our first attempt at a bond for the branches
mm-hmm.
at 57%. And we found a way to do it. We didn't just say, you know, forget it. And that's what we'll do again.
You know, there seems to be a momentum for change. Even if people can't articulate why they want change, can you understand why people are thinking like, you know, I mean, I've heard this. He's been mayor for 16 years. It's time for change. Can you understand why people might feel that way?
Well, sure. I think of the arguments, that's frankly the worst one. Do you say to your friend, well, you've just been my friend too long, I need a new friend? Do you know, do you tell your accountant, you're just too experienced an accountant, I'm going to go get somebody that's never done this? And I think when we get a chance to look at the contrast, and they look at the record of success and what we want to do in the future, and some of the bad judgment and decisions she's proposing, that kind of change won't look good. And I really do believe in that. And now we get a chance to have that discussion.
If you win, will this be your last term?
I would never say that right at this point. I am hopeful we can win. The discussions I've had with people all over town, you know, beginning that night and certainly the next morning, encourage me that we really can win. And that they're very different elections.
You know, after 16 years of you being in office, a lot of people think that they know your story. We know you're Basque. Yeah. We know that you were born and raised here.
Right.
You know, we know the story of your parents
right.
and how influential they were. What do people not know about your story?
Well, I don't even know if a lot of people know the story that you just talked about, that I'm, you know, my mother was the daughter of Basque immigrants, and that You know, that informs the way I go about this, that we are a welcoming city wherever you're from, whether you're a refugee or an immigrant or, you know, bless your heart, whether you're from California, you're welcome here. And I think that's an important piece of this, is a chance to reintroduce myself. You know, I think there will be a time for me to step aside, and this is not that time. I have family and friends across the city, and they would have told me, and certainly will when it is time, and this is not that time, that I have important hopes for the future in affordable housing and transportation and in the basic kindness of the city of Boise, that we need to address that and need to not just to keep it but to enhance that. And I think I'm best positioned to do that, and we'll be talking about that more and more.
I want to thank you for coming in today and
My
talking
pleasure.
With us.
Yeah, We've thanks been, for having me.
Absolutely. We have been speaking with Boise Mayor Dave Beter. The runoff election is set for Tuesday, December 3rd. Up next, since it is Veterans Day, we are taking you behind bars to honor veterans. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.